Summer is here for sure. We've got a heat wave coming. Temperatures could be 90 and above for the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Could be really hot and happening. And so we look forward to that. Hey, bring up mic number one, would you, Alex? We got that? Yeah, there you go. You there?
Morning.
There you are. Ivy showed up for us unexpectedly, comes wandering in to talk. I say Summer, boom, there she is.
I came running in and slid into the chair right on time.
Well done, well done. Yeah, you know, so we enjoyed some summer over the weekend, that's for sure. But you don't like it when it's real hot, but we're going to be in northern Michigan for a day or two. It's supposed to be mid-80, maybe towards 90, but we'll be on the water.
Yeah, it makes a world of difference. It's really hot, which I'm grateful for, but I left Florida primarily somewhat because it's so freaking hot there.
You left Florida primarily because of me, let's be honest.
That's true.
I'm kidding. and I met you a couple years after you moved here. But anyhow, but it should be a perfect weekend to get out there and enjoy it. What I was going to say, though, is it's important to be careful. A 13-year-old boy died at Grand Haven this past weekend, South Haven, excuse me, because they came, they weren't prepared for how strong Lake Michigan is. A whole group of people, you know, pushed out away from shore. They get exhausted, and it ends in tragedy. So please know your limitations and make sure that you keep an eye on the kids, even 13-year-olds. I mean, if you don't know what their limitations are, you know, have them something to float around on. Have some fun. Well, I don't need that kind of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, even adults get caught in rip currents and die from that. So Lake Michigan has a very strong current on occasion, so just be very careful and aware.
Right. But on the bright side of the world, you've got a lot of good things going. Summer fishing, of course. You've got smallmouth bass out there. You've got boating. You've got sailing. You've got the beach. Well, where the beaches are left. Up there in Charlevoix County, we've noticed that Whiting County Park, where Whiting Beach is, somewhere between Ironton and Boise, isn't much beach left. It's about 3 inches wide because the water's so high.
It is pretty high, and that's unfortunate beach erosion, you know, but
I don't know if it's eroded. It's just underwater. I don't know if it's eroded. It's just underwater. yeah, the high water levels there, same thing at Young State Park. But what it does make for is a lot of great boating and water action, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you're in Michigan, baby,
yeah,
get out there and enjoy it. There's no better time right now than to be in northern Michigan or just around Michigan altogether. We have, you know, all sorts of great trout streams, as you know.
Yeah.
We're big advocates for the state.
And in fact, Ivy was out over the weekend at a lake that shall remain nameless, just because it shall. And you were fly fishing, and I was paddling you around, and we had a good time. And, man, you were hammering on the crappie. You were just hammering them one after another on the fly rod right out of the front of the canoe, man. You got it down.
Oh, yeah. I had a little streamer on, and man, I could just see them smashing this lure, and it was great fun.
Yeah.
So it was thrilling, and I really enjoyed it. Probably the most action I've ever had on my fly rod, so it was fun.
Yeah, big crappie, significantly larger than my hand. And so, I mean, to me, that's a pretty big crappie, and I really enjoyed it, and of course you did as well. And I guess, and that's the thing, you know, we sit here and we talk about all the politics and all the different things, but there are great bike trails. There are great places to put the boat in. There are great hiking trails in Michigan. What is that, Lake of the Clouds up there in the UP? We haven't seen it yet, but we keep talking about it.
Oh, yeah, a beautiful park. I've just seen pictures, and we've had friends that have gone. But
certainly.
I would love it, you know. So it's definitely, you know, if you had a couple days over the weekend, head over there and check it out.
Right, and that's one thing.
Go explore.
And the one thing about, you know, and I'm not going to kid you, the great thing about Ivy is when she finds something in the outdoors she likes, which is, well, just about everything, she's good for the economy. she's really good
look
for
in the
economy.
Mirror, buddy.
Yeah, she's good for you. I mean, what were you looking at yesterday? Fishing kayaks. Hey, wouldn't that be great? We have a fishing kayak.
Well, hold on. We resurrected your dad's canoe, so we're going to actually, you know, spruce that up a bit. But, yeah.
Right.
We've resurrected the general's canoe, and that's what we're going to name it, and we're going to take it all over with us.
So. Yeah, the general, my father's nickname was the general. Anyhow, he bought this aerocraft canoe, aluminum canoe, in 1974, And it's got dings and bangs and dents, and it looks like it's been through the war because they took it all sorts of places, and it probably was kind of through the war. But it doesn't have one leak in it. There's not one rivet. I mean, this thing really looks like it got, it looks like one of those Yeti commercials where they toss a thing down the mountainside and then they recover it at the bottom. That's, I mean, dings, dents, scratches, the whole bit.
But it floats and it doesn't leak.
Doesn't leak one bit.
It was very comfortable when we were fishing on the nameless lake.
Yeah, 17-foot prowling the nameless lake. The lake might be private and, you know, whatever. And so we did what we had to do to get there. At any rate, that's not important now, but it's a 17-foot canoe. It's wide, it's stable, and we enjoyed it. We fished the daylights out of it. And I guess that's just part of my advice to you. Sometimes you need to step away. Turn the TV off and God forbid, but turn the radio off too. And
no.
I know, I understand, but turn the radio off too and go out, go for a walk in the woods, get on a bicycle. So many beautiful trails, go put a line in the water, go get in the boat, go for a cruise across the lake, fast or slow, makes no difference. As long as you're on the water, enjoy it. It's the middle of July in Michigan. There is no better place in the world to be in the summertime and all the way through the middle of October than Michigan. That is my, I personally and honestly believe that. There is no better place on the planet.
I 100% agree with you there.
Mm.
I mean, maybe New Zealand, but different time of year.
Yeah, different time of year, yeah. They'll say I had to go say New Zealand. I'm thinking we should go there. Maybe we should go there. At any rate, we'll have a few final thoughts for you here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy. Providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Follow us at stevegruber.com on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Introducing a new day.